Hello. It's episode 255. You know that. I just don't know how to start sometimes, you know? So I say the episode number as a way of, like, I say hello. And then I try not to say what's up. I think I probably said that a bunch of times. And then I noticed other people doing it. I'm like, why are you asking? Nobody's gonna answer. Well, some people answer, I guess, but via Twitter or email, Facebook messages, I guess. But overall, I don't expect an answer. Like, what's up? Like, you're not gonna. So I stopped saying that. I try to. So then I just, what do you say? I say hello. All right, that's fine. I could say, even what's up as a greeting. You understand. That doesn't mean anything. Because when you say, what's up, someone will be like, what's up? It's not like you answer. It's like a hello. But, hello, hi, whatever. Some sort of greeting. And then I'm like, what do you say after that? And then I'm like, well, I'll say the episode number. That doesn't help anybody. It's written in the title. That's the title. It's just the episode number and the date. So if I say the episode number and the date, what's the difference to you? You know that already, I would think. Unless you have your podcasts on shuffle, something like that, then it could be of use. But I find, I doubt that that's, I don't even know if you can do that. Well, that was, we're off to a good start for me to get all meta right out of the fucking gate. That's where I, that's, now here, it'll go another layer here, because that's what I lean on when I got nothing, is I go meta. That's just a, it's just a, another tactic. It's just another crutch. It's my meta crutch. But you use a crutch because you need it. Hey, I can't walk. I need a crutch. You don't say, hey, well, that crutch is a crutch. You don't get mad at a person with a crutch. That'd be mean. So, why do you get mad at somebody who has a verbal crutch? That's not right. What happened last night? I did a show at New York Comedy Club. That was fun. I like that place. Go check it out. I don't know when I'm going to be there again, but yeah, go see where I'm at Caroline's tonight if you're around. And then, of course, this weekend. Also, tomorrow and Friday, Saturday, I'm there opening for Jeff Garland, which is a real... that's a pretty cool show. And, of course, if you're there, if you come to any show of mine, let me know. I'd love to say hello to you. You know, do it while you can. When I'm famous, those hellos, they're not going to be as prevalent. You know, the offer's not going to just stand out there forever. Unless you're on the list, go to chrislaker.com. There's a list of the people who will always be... I'll throw in hello access to you for a certain number. I'll throw in hello access. I'll throw in lifetime hello access. Not bad. Okay, let's look at the news. Fungus destroyed inmate's brain while Kansas prison contractor did nothing, suit says. They always, headlines are sometimes worded so weird. So this is KansasCity.com. So contractor, was this a private prison? And then there was like some like fucking deadly mold. Federal court infected his brain. Fungus infecting your brain. It sounds like a horror movie. It's so fucked up. He slurred his speech. He became so disoriented that he drank his own urine. I don't even understand how that. You get so disoriented, you drink your. So this guy was in some rough shape. I'm just wondering if this was a private prison. No matter what, this is fucked up. I hope whoever's suing gets a lot of money. God. You know, I don't. In Europe, they do. Well, you know, this is all me repeating shit that you also probably saw in Locked Up Abroad on CNBC. Is that CNBC is like financial news and prison shows. It's a very odd combo. But there's like these prisons in Europe where everybody they're very nice and they treat people humanely, and then they don't go back. Because you still don't want to be in prison. You still don't want to be have your freedom limited. So, but you don't get turned into an animal. You know, you don't you just like you think about what you did. And you're like, oh, I don't want to go back there, and you move on with your life. You don't have to like fucking brawl and shank people or whatever the hell goes on in there. Of course, all the big thing everybody was worried about going in is the rape, which is, I guess is somehow part of the sentence. I mean, at least say it. Say, okay, you're sentenced to 10 years of you're gonna get raped and you're gonna eat food with bugs in it, and there's some fungus randomly placed around that will kill you. Good luck in there. Oh, I'm not going to read about that. That's even... Oof. Oh, boy. A lot of bad news. Chipotle downgraded by Bank of America on new concern. It's paying employees too much. Well, fuck you, Bank of America. Go suck a fat asshole. Because, what do you mean? So their employees aren't going to fucking hate you while they make the burrito? So there's not hate in your food? Maybe that's why I like Chipotle. Because they pay people enough money that they're not fucking thinking, look at this dick asking for guac. And when I say it costs extra, he doesn't even blink an eye. I understand they have to say that it costs extra. And I don't want to cut him off. But every time, it's like, I know it costs. I never thought I lived in a world with free guac. I know it's extra. And I don't give a fuck. It's that good. It's worth it. Or, you know what? I wouldn't even give a shit you charge an extra $2. You could probably charge an extra $2 and just say free guac. And it's not free. None of it's free. The meat's not free. I paid for it. It's all paid for. How your pricing structure's up to you, Chipotle. I'm just saying, wouldn't it be nice to just have a simple, here it is, and the guac's included. But you don't want to do that? I don't care. Make your employees tell me it's extra. I guess it helps me feel a little rich. I feel like a little bit of of course it is. I don't care. Well, money's no object when it comes to avocado. Well, I Bank of America downgraded. I just upgraded. I am not a financial advisor. I always hear that when people say something about finance stuff or stock stuff, they have to say, I am not a financial advisor, I'm not an expert, I don't know anything. That's true, I don't know anything about that, but I am upgrading Chipotle to a buy, to a if you're buying stock. And I don't buy stock, and I don't think you should either. But if you do, buy Chipotle? How about forget the stock, just buy some Chipotle. Just go have yourself a meal there, because they're paying their people appropriately. Yeah, so I'm not I have no opinion on the stock Chipotle. I'm upgrading their burrito bowl. I go salad bowl because I'm off carbs. No rice, no beans. I'm upgrading their salad bowl to a must-buy. Or get a burrito bowl. If you're not off, not everybody needs to be off carbs. The whole world doesn't have to do that. I ate the carbs. Years and years. I've enjoyed them, loved them. And to be quite honest with you, last night I had a chicken finger. That's breaded. So it's not all smooth sailing. Okay, we're almost done here, right? Is there, you know what, maybe we'll just leave it there. I think all the other news looks terrible. I'm going to say, rest in peace, Gord Downie from the Tragically Hip. You know, no one in America cares, but in Canada, they love that fucking band. And I never really got into them, but then there was like a big thing of like, this is the last Tragically Hip concert ever. And I'm like, oh, sure. We've heard that before. They all come back. You know, they all, and they're like, well, the guy's dying of brain cancer. I'm like, oh, fuck. That's heavy, man. You know, and it was this national event of across Canada, this beloved band that, of Canada that never really crossed over out of there, so it's kind of like their special thing in like a cool way, and this guy's, you know, got terminal brain cancer, and then they do this one last, you know, they do this last tour, and I've watched that concert, and it was particularly the last song of that concert, because it's very powerful, it's very emotional. And the dude seemed pretty cool, and it's a good band. So, if any of you are Canadian, my condolences. Or if you just like the band, but that's it. All right, I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.